Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Chief, The Life of Lord Northcliffe by Andrew Roberts, read by Gareth Armstrong. Introduction. On the evening of Wednesday, the 4th of November, 1903, 12 men sat silently at a long table in a large, brightly lit room at Carmelite House in Blackfriars, London, the headquarters of the Harmsworth newspaper empire. On the table stood a Y-shaped electrophone, an ebonite and metal receiver box with green cords attached to it. If their experiment came off, they would be making history, and they knew it. At 8:10 p.m., a voice suddenly emanated from the box, a newly invented machine that, as was reported in the Daily Mail the next morning, marks the beginning of a change in the whole system of the world's reporting. The speaker's diction could be heard as clear as a bell, and eloquent, rising and falling, warning and persuading, pleading, insisting, proclaiming. More than 100 miles away, at Bingley Hall in Birmingham, the Liberal Unionist leader, Joseph Chamberlain, was unveiling his proposals for imperial preference, a radical plan to reform Britain's tariff system and end over half a century of free trade. Every word mattered, and for the shorthand writers, not only could they clearly hear the words of the speaker, they could also feel the emotion of the great meeting. They could hear the mighty waves of applause. They could detect the slightest tremor in the voice of the statesman. The wires of the receiving boxes on the speaker's platform at Bingley Hall had been connected by the National Telephone Company to the Birmingham Post Office, which in turn led onto two trunk lines running to the Post Office headquarters in London. That then fed into the electrophone room at Carmelite House. "What was it like?" wrote the Mail journalist, Filson Young, about the experience of hearing human speech via this revolutionary process. "Like nothing else in the world." The operation at Carmelite House was organised with perfectionist efficiency and split-second accuracy to take full advantage of this brand-new technological phenomenon. With the head of the reporting corps standing behind him with a stopwatch, the first shorthand writer took down Chamberlain's words for exactly 2 minutes, and then started transcribing his notes into longhand for the printer at 8:12 p.m., whereupon the second shorthand writer took over for the next 2 minutes. So it continued around the table until the 11th man, after whom the first was ready to start again. They kept this up throughout the 115 minutes of the speech. The compositor was thus able to start setting up the first slip of newspaper copy at 8:22 p.m., and only 5 minutes after Chamberlain sat down at 10:05 p.m., the last reporter finished transcribing his notes. The evening news was there.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?